Hello there. Welcome to our daily manna. Let us pray. Our most gracious God, we thank you, Father God, for this day, Lord, as we listen to your word, O Lord. And Lord, may you continue to be with us, O God, and your Holy Spirit touch your message, O God, this day, O Lord. In Christ's name we pray, amen and amen. If you have your Bible, please open me in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 6 to 10. Yet we do speak wisdom among those who are mature, a wisdom whoever not of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are passing away. But we speak God's wisdom in a mystery, that hidden wisdom which God predestined before the ages to our glory. The wisdom which none of the rulers of this age has understood, for if they had understood it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But just as it is written, things which eye has not seen, and ear has not heard, and which have not entered the human heart, all that God has prepared for those who love him. For to us, God revealed them through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God. May the Lord bless us upon reading to his word. Paul wrote this 1 Corinthians to identify the problems in Corinthians church, to offer solution and to teach the believers how to live for Christ in a corrupt society. It was 55 AD, near the end of Paul's 3 years ministry in Ephesus during his third missionary journey. Corinth was a major cosmopolitan city, a seaport as a port trade is center. It was the most important center in Achaia. It is also filled with idolatry, immorality. The church was largely made up of Gentiles. Paul has established this church on his second missionary journey. Paul's confidence was not in his keen intellect or speaking ability, but in his knowledge that the Holy Spirit was helping and guiding him. He differentiated human wisdom that God's wisdom. Human wisdom is limited to what can be observed and worked out with human reason, while God's wisdom, including his plan to offer salvation to Christ's crucifixion, must be received and believed spiritually through God's Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit help, they will not be able to understand all these things. God's unfathomable nature is only revealed to those who believe that what God says is true. This can never be grasped by us humans, not unless we accept God's message. If we reject God's message, no matter how intellectual we are regarded as fools. Let us practice humility by acknowledging that our capabilities and intellect are limited. And let us rely on the Holy Spirit help to understand the Word of God by praying continuously. As also that the Holy Spirit reveals us in God's Word, and let us obey with all our hearts. We should always remember, as we are facing difficult situations in life, there is a God who always there to guide us, to protect us, and give us wisdom. The Lord bless us all.